Sometimes I wonder what could have happened if I were to be a normal individual rather than an autistic person. The day would have been the same one, a Saturday. The month would be the same month of July. And I would be turning 14 after a few days. There would be the same experience of a warm summer noon as I am experiencing now. And maybe I would be playing with other boys my age, or writing some love letters to a newly found face in secret. Many things could have happened, and many things could not have happened. For example, I would be an ordinary normal boy, not even having the term autism in my vocabulary. I would be aware of the term disability, and maybe knowing about two types of disability. I would know about the physical disability, and about the mental disability. And I would perhaps be vaguely curious about them. I would hear someone's distant cousin has some mental disability, or someone's uncle had problems walking and so he needed a wheelchair. The word disability would come up as an idle topic to chat. I would try and imagine a middle-aged man struggling on his wheelchair, or imagine a distant cousin of somebody being baby-talked to, although he is 12 years of age. And then I would have forgotten about them because I would be too engaged with all the fun happening around me. It would be none of my business to think about that because I would be pretty far from everything that was imperfect in this world. I would rather stay away from it. And one day, I would meet some strange individual at a supermarket who would be of my age, perhaps, and would act in a different way, like someone from a distant planet. By chance coming down to Earth, not knowing the ways of this planet, and I would see him flap his hands, as if he had nothing to do with anything else other than his own hands. I would stand near him to have a second look, but then realize that I should not hurt his mother, who was crying with her great effort to grab his hands so that the boy stopped flapping, because, like me, many more eyes are now on him. I would realize that I was getting late and hurry myself away from the place. I would have belonged to this planet. Many other things could have happened now while I sit and write all these could-haves. And again, what could not have happened is this. I would not have the rich experience of this strange life of mine. I would be staying in a distant, remote corner of India and growing up with the experience of anyone who grows up with a secure belief in a secured family environment. There would be dreams of becoming a doctor or an engineer so that I could join the world in the rat race of success. What about my dream of becoming a writer? Perhaps it would be there waiting with a dormant kind of probability. Perhaps I would not even recognize that dream because it would have been buried under the load of homeworks and the responsibility of passing the tests. Or what about my book, Beyond the Silence? It would not even have any existence because there would not be any kind of silence.